Be happy, be inspired, and live the life you really want to live.
Pleasure to be joined in the studio today with Mark Hodgson. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon, Steve. Yeah, very well indeed.
Good. Big thanks for joining me. And
my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
And this program is all about helping people, well, you know, feel inspired, making a change. And we come into that time of year now where people may be thinking about making a change. And I know that you made a change a couple of years ago. Made a change and began a company called Cool Beans Creative.
Yeah, you know, it feels much longer than 2 years ago. It feels like a lifetime ago. And yeah, you know, now is a time, I think, especially because you get the break, is to reflect and think exactly about what you want to do and how you want to do it. And for me, it was about taking control of I guess my future. Which, yeah, 2 years ago, it seems much longer than that.
Okay. So what were you doing before you made the change then, Mark, to Cool Beans? And we'll talk about Cool Beans a little bit more in the program as well and just what you're doing now. But I'm interested about, you know, you said about control. So what were you doing up to that point then that felt you needed to just make that next step?
Having worked in kind of sales and marketing and worked for some big companies, I guess I really used to struggle with the fact that people would make decisions that would ultimately then affect you, and sometimes those decisions were right, but sometimes you could see that perhaps they were not the best decisions, but yet they were going to fall on your head. And that just frustrated the life out of me. And I decided that, you know, I was going to do something on my own, whether succeed or fail. I wanted to give it a try. And if I'm honest, I had the ambition to start a business before I really knew what the business was going to be. You know, I had this overriding will to really kind of push myself. But then ultimately you fall back into what you know, and that was, you know, for me, digital marketing. And it's been that kind of journey since there on in. And even the business itself has changed in what I thought we were going to offer and what we were going to do. But it was really that ability, that freedom that it gives you to realise that you've got so many hours in a week, and ultimately you can fulfil it with whatever you want to do as long as you're making money. You know, I think that sometimes at first I was getting super stressed about having something concrete that you sit within and actually realise that you can pretty much do anything to make money within your skill set and what you know. And that's kind of where we started.
Okay, well, we'll expand on that a bit as well, because it's... So there you were. You wanted to, as you described their situation, that I guess many people are in, and some people maybe don't realise they're in it. They may do now, you've mentioned it, that somebody else is controlling their destiny.
Yeah, and as well, it's sometimes, and I've had this conversation with friends who work for other companies, and it's the false sense of security, and like I kind of describe, probably the people who worked for Woolworths for 40 years felt very secure, and Comet and the big organisations that unfortunately went bust through decisions that they'd not made, you know, and that was impacting. And for me, it always felt like it was a bit of a false sense of security. With your own business, there's lots of things that can cause issue, but a lot of those you can control.
So there you were, 2012, making this decision, and you touched on it there. You weren't quite sure just maybe what direction it would take you. And I know from the number of people that I've talked to, sometimes there are people that want everything worked out, concrete, mapped out to the umpteenth degree, that everything's got to be perfect. And yet I often say to people, you know, you just got to start somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I definitely do not fall under the bracket of the person who absolutely mapped out. I think you perhaps described the opposite person to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have, it's getting your head around, and it took me quite a while, it's getting your head around that, again, you can do whatever you want to do, you know, and it has to be commercial, it has to be driven with the fact that, unfortunately, we're all, you know, we all need money to survive and pay bills and et cetera, and it has to be kind of around that. You know, often people don't fall back on as well the skill set that they have. They look for, and I did this, and I went through a few months of doing this, looking for the next eBay or the next Facebook or the... And actually, you know, there's lots of opportunities within industries that people work in already, like mine, you know, it was an industry that I worked in, and ultimately I've gone into that same industry with the knowledge and experience that I built up working for the businesses.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail in just a few moments' time, and I'm interested to know a little bit more about the name, and we'll talk about just where you're at and what you're up to now.
Lack of confidence? Low self-esteem? Fears and phobias hold us back from enjoying and living the life we really want. Would you like to be more confident? Break the habits that are holding you back from achieving what you want in life or in business? Would you like to overcome a fear or phobia? Lose weight and say goodbye to yo-yo dieting? Do you want to stop smoking? Inspirational coach and hypnotherapist Steve Twynham can help you move in a positive direction. Known as the Happy Coach, Steve has helped thousands of people make a positive change to their lives. For more information, visit stevetwynham.com. Be happy. Be inspired. Live the life you really want.
Today I'm joined by Mark Hodgson. We've been talking about how Mark set his company up in 2012. The company is called, well, tell us what the company's called, Mark.
So it's called, it's a very serious kind of marketing company with a very serious name. It's called Cool Beans Creative, which is a story in itself.
And where did the name come from, then?
Do you know what, going back to what I was saying before, having set up a business without really having a business, the want to actually do it, we then kind of settled on the fact that we were going to set up essentially a design marketing agency. I'd roped in a friend who I'd managed to pull across from the Pennines. We were in an office. We were talking to people. We were doing all sorts of things. And we realised the company doesn't actually have a name. And this is going to become a bit of a problem. And it's so hard. And anybody who's been through it will have without doubt experienced it. It's so hard to give your own company a name because you overthink it. And actually, it was just my partner who came. I think it was something that our daughter had been saying. And it was a saying that came from school. She kind of said, oh, I think it's a really good name. I think it's, you know, people remember it. And if I'm honest, at first I really didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Well, okay.
But it solved a problem because I didn't have a name. But do you know what? I love it now. I absolutely love it. And what's really good about it is people go, you know, and I get to meet people all over the place, but they'll say, oh, I've heard you. And I think, no, you've not. You've perhaps maybe heard the saying and then linked it to us, perhaps. But yeah, so it came from that. It's not a stroke of genius by myself. Unfortunately,
there'd be people who pay millions of pounds for that genius, though, wouldn't they? You know. Let's just build that one up a bit, then. So, yeah, that's the stroke of genius. Cool, Beans Creative. So, you're 2012. What, we're now coming into 2015. So, you're coming into your just completed your second year. Tell us a little bit more about what you do then at Cool Beans Creative and how you help businesses, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few different ways that the business operates. I mean, when we set up initially, we were essentially a web design company who built websites for all sorts of different businesses, complex, simple, just across the board, really. We try to be everything to everybody and try to facilitate every kind of bit of web build that we could get. As you do as a new business, you know, you'll work for anybody essentially as long as they'll pay you.
Yeah, I guess so.
And you know, there's now kind of a few strands to our business. So again, going back with marketing hat on, we help businesses, you know, market online. So a lot of businesses have websites but perhaps don't have the knowledge, I guess, to really promote those websites and make the most use, to understand what people do on those websites and how people flow through a site and how it looks to other people. So that's a big part of what we do. Another part of what we do is consultancy. So you know, we work with businesses from new startups to multi-million pound businesses who just need that helping hand, really, to figure out how to market and how to do new marketing techniques and to really get to grips with the, you know, the Facebooks and the Twitters and the LinkedIns, and to really figure out how that could work for their business.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more, because it's interesting you said there about people got a website, because many people think they have a website and that's the end, should I say, when really maybe it's just the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, you get the spontaneously combust into business, I think is an industry term, and it's quite true. The amount of people that we meet who come in and their marketing plan is have a website built and we're going to stick it on Google, which is essentially what everybody wants to do. But the analogy that I think the guys in the office are sick of me saying it, but it works really well, is the fact that, you know, if you think of York High Street, for example, you've got all the different shops, big brands, small brands, and they're all selling different things. Well, actually, actually online, imagine you're at High Street, but there's 200 shops selling what you sell, and they're all competing for the same business, they've got the same products, and it's about how you stand out. So do you have the biggest shop? Do you have the brightest sign? Do you have... And that's quite a simplistic way of looking at it, but that's essentially what we do for businesses with websites, because ultimately they're in a field where they've got so many competitors to the left and to the right. They have to stand out.
Well, we'll talk about that a little more in a few minutes' time. And also it'll be interesting to know about the challenges that one might face when going on their own and setting their own business up. So we'll come back to that.
Starting up in business can be hard, but getting by in business can be harder. But it doesn't have to be. For the most cost-effective way to develop your business, try Network North. Our structured networking groups all over the North East and Yorkshire have the opportunity for you and your business to join a group and start adding new contacts and gaining more business. Through our proven agenda designed to drive referrals to our members, it's the most successful marketing tool you can use. We also have opportunities throughout the country for driven people looking to run groups under licence, an excellent way to develop your business and make an income. For information, visit networknorth.org.uk. Network North, connecting businesses.
What were the challenges that you face at Cool Beans?
When you first start, you don't necessarily know what your stall offers, and you know, that is a big challenge. And after that is probably, you know, staff. You know, you go through a learning process where have a real big commitment towards the business, and it's about enthusing your staff to have that same commitment, that same passion, you know, which again is something that you live and breathe your business. And actually for them, for some people, it is just a job.
That's an interesting thought though, isn't it? It's your passion, it's your business, but for others it's just a job. So is that one of sort of inspiring and motivating people then, is, do you think, to help them get them on board?
I think what you've got to do, and especially, you know, and that's what I've always tried to do, because we didn't have the money to pay people perhaps the salaries that they demanded and deserved, but it was really selling them the dream of what we are trying to build. And that's really worked well, because I'm super passionate. I think people feed off that, and I think that that's helped us do what we've managed to do and to get the people on board that we have, because I believe that can achieve, you know, huge things. And I think people have convinced people that they're on that same journey with me.
So they're by your passion, basically.
I think, I think it's some of my sense, perhaps, and then the rest is made up with passion.
Well, that's important, though, because if you're not passionate about what you do, then it's not likely to succeed, is it? You've got to have that passion.
Yeah, I mean, I've been and I've met with clients, and they've kind of said, you know what, I wasn't really thinking about doing it now, and perhaps I wasn't even going to do it at all, but you kind of come in, you're so passionate about it. Now, yeah, I'm super passionate about something that, if I'm honest, I was just maybe thinking about it. And, you know, that's a good thing, you know, it's a good thing that we get the opportunity to infuse businesses with the potential for growth, the potential for... And venturing in for certain businesses into new fields, certainly digitally, online. You know, it's a big, big, scary world. You know, if you're a retail store and you know, that's all you're used to, the thought of selling online and having to email people and all the kind of different bits and pieces that made up, it's quite a scary thing. So to leave somebody who was probably perhaps nervous when you first met them to wanting to create eBay the next week, and you know, that's where we then have to go down the process of, it's a growing business and it doesn't explode overnight, but that's really rewarding. You know, it's rewarding for me, it's rewarding for the people who work for us, and it's quite a corny thing, but you do get to, you know, we get to give back, you know, we get to see the fruits of our labour as we work with companies for a long period of time and see them grow.
So what about the next year then? Coming up 2015, new year. Exciting year for you, do you think? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I mean, we've labelled 2015 the year. That for us as a business is where, you know, we're at. We've done the growing, we've done the processes, we've done the cash flow, we've done all these kind of things that you hear about. And you know, now it's just about to shout loud about the business. It's to really kind of push forward. 2014 was a brilliant year for us. And, you know, we achieved things that perhaps we didn't think we were going to achieve so early on, and that's what makes 2015 really exciting. It's something we're really looking forward to.
I normally ask people, is there an inspirational book that they've read that they would recommend to somebody to actually pick up if they're, you know, if they're feeling stuck or not sure about the direction they want to go in their life, is do you have one that you've read yourself? Or
yeah, I mean, I guess there's two points to that. I mean, I used to read a lot of autobiographies of business people, and actually some of them put me off a little bit because I thought, well, I'm not that person, and that's not me. And actually what I learned to do was harness a lot of what they were saying, you know, the likes of Alan Sugar, the likes of Richard Branson, and try and kind of patch it all together and use some of that instead of just sticking to one, I'm going to be the next Alan Sugar, or I'm going to be the next, because you're not that person. The chance of you having all their traits is unlikely. A good book that I read is The 4-Hour Work Week, which...
That sounds good.
we'll do that.
Some say I only do 4 hours here.
With overtime. Yeah, I mean, it's just a book about looking at your life, and it's about how you can create a business, but not fall into the owner's trap of working 80 hours a week and actually not earning as what you earned when you actually had a job, because it's counterproductive. It's a really good book by a chap called Tim Ferriss. I'd definitely recommend taking a look at that.
Brilliant. Well, Mark, big thank you for joining me today. Wish you all the best in 2015. And for any, you know, if you're listening out there and you're looking to make a change and you want to make a change, there is lots of help out there. Go and seek it. One book that I'd recommend is actually The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Go and have a look at that as well. But believe you me, there's loads of help out there. You no need to feel stuck. If you've got the desire and you've got the passion, and I'm sure that's come across from Mark this afternoon, you know, you can make things happen. So once again, big thanks, Mark. Thanks for joining me. Have a great 2015 and have a safe drive home as well tonight.
If you would like more information about Be Happy, Be Inspired, you can check out our program schedule at www.stevetwynham.org. And if you'd like to join me on the program one evening, then simply drop me an email to steve@stevetwynham.com. Be happy, be inspired.